Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Tuesday at 3 o'clock to bring you information on real estate and finance, although pretty soon we're going to be moving up the dial.
Yeah.
To 1590 The Answer.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we're going to be covering more area.
That's right.
I love it.
That's right.
More people get to hear this sultry voice of yours singing Norwegian songs.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. Actually, they're going to hear me. Kidding.
Yeah, I won't
you
be singing on the air
that.
Anytime. No response to that. Yeah, whatsoever.
So, oh,
well, good. Well, we're happy here. We have a guest here today, Bob Ward. And Bob is the owner of Perpetual Business. Welcome, Bob.
It's wonderful to be here, Eric.
Yeah, really glad to have you here. Reba, tell us a little bit about this guy. Well,
what do you want me to tell him for?
I mean, you sat next to him on a plane, right?
Well, yeah. So unlike many of our other guests,
yeah,
where you and I either interact with them through the course of our business day or through some of our networking organizations or the boards that we sit on, you know, because a lot of times I have people I meet through the Renton Chamber or through Renton Technical College Foundation Board and my work there or my, you know, giving programs and volunteering and all of that type of thing. And then also through the real estate world of what we do. I was actually coming back from a business planning session for real estate, and Bob and I ended up being seatmates.
We certainly did, Reba.
Yes. Yeah.
We had a lot to share on that flight.
We did, and when I found out what he did for a living, of course,
I was fascinated.
Oh, yeah. So this is so, Bob, I'm going to let you really get into your own
wonderful
thing.
Wonderful. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you tell our listeners, what is it that you do?
I perpetuate great businesses in the United States. It doesn't matter what industry that you're in. Every small business owner is going to sell their business someday.
It's either they hope to.
They will. Not just hope. They absolutely will. It's sort of like death and taxes. It's either going to be an unplanned sale, death, disability, or retirement with no plan.
Okay.
I call that liquidation.
Okay. Yeah. I don't consider that a sale. So, okay. I get you.
Yeah,
I get you.
But better, there's a plan ahead of time, and mm-hmm. that business will transition to a successor owner.
Right, right, exactly. So the conversation that we had when we were on the plane was a lot about internal transition, someone from inside the company coming in and taking over.
Exactly.
Because, you know, right? So you were telling us before we even got on air today, what are some of the percentages of, you know, outside to inside and, you know,
certainly
tell us that.
Well, about a generation ago, first of all, only 30% of small businesses transitioned to the next owner. So when mm-hmm. the original owner left, only 3 out of 10 continued. In this generation, it's only 15%.
Oh, that's shocking. Yeah.
I don't think anybody really understands that, but mm-hmm. it is, and it's because there's no plan.
Yeah.
So I help business owners from a conversation just like this, where we're just beginning to talk about the concept, help them all the way through valuation, solving for financing, all of the details that their attorney is ultimately going to need to formalize their arrangement. It doesn't matter what industry. If you've got a business, you are going to sell it, and I want it
right.
to be planned.
I'm with you on that because that's one of my biggest frustrations. Is that both within my industry of real estate, there's a lot of people who really don't do a very good job of planning. And so, you know, one of the things we talk a lot about in the coaching group I'm part of is, you know, they'll say 87% of all real estate people get in and fail within the fifth year. But I don't even think that's a real number because when I got in the industry, and I think this number is still probably more accurate, the new people coming in, there tends to be about a 90% attrition rate just in year one. So to say that it's 87% by year five, you know, I don't know if that's really quite a valid number. But, yeah, I mean, you might have a different statement around that.
Well, those numbers from starting a business just to succeeding and continuing beyond 5 years are rather mm-hmm. staggering, just like you said.
Right.
People do want to plan where they're going to go from the point they open their business. Most business owners just have this urge to become self-employed. They want to mm-hmm. get in business for themselves.
Yeah.
But they
think, I'll be in charge.
Yes, I'll be self-employed.
Yeah.
Destiny is mine.
And in debt.
But there's no strategy of where they're going, how they're going to get there, and where their ultimate destination is. And if you're going to go in business for yourself and you're going to take all of those risks and liabilities and heartaches to make it, you certainly want to realize the value someday and have that continue to another owner.
So the big thing we see all the time, and this is something that in the work that I've done at the Chamber for the last 7 years, and I've been on the board for six, we are always trying to come up with ways to bring value to our members. And, you know, like you're going to be speaking with the Business Development Committee in April,
Absolutely.
If I remember correctly.
Right, the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, do you remember what date exactly it is?
I don't.
I think it's the first Tuesday, but I'll confirm it before the end of the show. But we're always trying to find ways to bring in value. And I thought you'd be a perfect fit for that because in all the conversations I've had with hundreds of business owners, what you find is there's a lot of people who have a great idea for a thing, or maybe they're great at making something, or they can create food or whatever that thing is. But the reality is most small business owners, when they start out, have absolutely no business background.
Yes, that's true.
And they don't know how to structure putting all these plans in place. In fact, actually, when I met this guy over here, Eric, I remember my first year in the business of real estate, he actually had me speak in front of like a women's group for mortgage because I came in and said, here's what I'm going to do. And then I blew those numbers in that first year.
Well, you had a plan, and that was
I had a plan. I had a marketing budget, business plan, and
industry.
You know, and all of that in play, and a marketing plan. And he went, "You're like something I've never seen in this industry."
That's true. You were enlightened somewhere early in your career.
Well, it's because I'd been in business, you know, for 15 years before I got in the industry, and so, you know, and had a business degree background.
So another point. Yours is more. You have a business that's established, it's successful. That's where you come in, right? Because you're not helping the business grow. You're helping the business continue.
That's true. However, in these succession plans, it's not an event. It's actually a process.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, while the transition plan is being effectuated, we want that company to be ever more successful. So I actually do help them grow along the way so they're more profitable, providing extra cash flow for the successor buyer. And that extra cash flow helps fund in a creative way most of these transitions, because just as you said, in real estate, most of these buyers do not have money.
You have an owner who's excellent at what they do, and maybe they've managed to put together a good business operation, but the next generation, whether it's family members or existing owner, you know, employees of the business or whoever it's going to be, you know, how do you start that process, Bob, of making sure that they have the skills necessary to run that business effectively?
That is a wonderful question. Great leading question. I have four specific steps. The very first one, I call it discovery. It's who is the current owner, what is the business, what is the resources of the business, and then who is the potential buyer or buyers. I want to know everything about their background, their training skills, their finances, their credit scores, their balance sheet. I want to know everything before I'm ever going to provide any advice. So that is the very first step.
Sure. Makes sense.
Who do we have to
work with?
That's
like you before a pre-approval letter.
That's right.
Very similar.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry, did I miss at what? How early do you get engaged? We're talking like someone looks at a 3-year plan and they're talking to you, or?
Think you're starting with a whiteboard. You know you're on one side of the board. You want to get to the other side of the board, and it's totally blank. There's so many ways to achieve the end. The key is attaining a plan.
Okay.
Multiple ways of doing it. You just have to put all the puzzle pieces together of the buyer, seller, and all the resources limitations to make it work. It could be done in a year. If it's a longer transition, figure 10 years on a parallel track where you've got the buyer working themselves in more and more in responsibility and ownership and money, and the existing owner working themselves out of the business.
Okay, so that's a lot like what I was telling you. That one of the businesses I was in before doing real estate was manufacturing components, and at one point I worked for a manufacturing's rep firm that's still around. Shout out to Dave and those guys over at Westmark Electronics. And so the owners, when I joined the company, And this is another reason why I thought this was great to have you on, because we talked about this. They had a succession plan in place, and it was like a 10 or 15 year plan typically, because what they had found in that industry was back in the 70s, there was a big conference, and a bunch of these guys who were manufacturing rep firms were all at the same conference, and a catastrophe happened at the location, and all these business owners all died in this fire. And so multiple businesses across the entire United States and Canada were just decimated. And so it really put a spotlight in that industry to have these things in place. It's kind of like a team that wants to split up some of the players, or, you know, some of those kinds of things, that, you know, where it's like, you know, we don't want to have people traveling together, or at least we want to have this plan in place in case something happens. And so my boss had their next guys in place, Eric and Dave, and then I was being tapped as a 20-something-year-old to possibly be in the next transition. And I ended up not choosing to do it because I wasn't going to have any say on any of the employees, and there were some problematic issues for me there. But it really got me thinking about it at a much younger age. And then as I went into real estate in my 30s, the first thing I knew I wanted to do was have a saleable business. And so that was important for me to set up the right types of things, like what I experienced in the corporate sales world of having a database, because especially when you're doing sales, that's one of your most important things, is what's your list of customers? You know, what are you selling? And especially when you're someone like me, where I actually don't make the things I sell. You know, I don't make the houses. I don't own the houses.
Well, here's the whole key to this. A perpetual mm-hmm. business is one that can mm-hmm. operate successfully without the current owner. So whether right. it's death,
yeah.
disability, or ultimate retirement,
right.
that business needs to be independent of the owner. Then it has value, and then it will continue.
Exactly.
So what do you do, Bob, to kind of help move that process along?
I do everything, Eric, starting okay. from that foundation discovery period.
Okay, we talk about discovery.
Valuation.
Okay. All right, so you are going to
solve for the financing.
Okay.
And all of the legal details their attorney, CPA, is going to want to look at to formalize that arrangement. So I take okay. it from beginning all the way to the very end, hand the final document off, and go, thank you. You've done all the work.
Right, right, okay. right. Okay, good, good. Are you also coaching on, like, for certain employees, maybe they're going to be taking on a new role or a more important role? Are you coaching them
I actually
on education
have
and that sort of thing?
A three-day class called okay. Ownership Essentials I do around the country
okay.
for...
Let us get back to that when we get into our next segment. If you have questions for our guests, do give us a call at 866-712-1300 or hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, because we'll be back in just a few.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.